But back in August, I know I'm on trip, and that was when I heard that the war had broken out. I promptly left the ship and never even told my father. My father was chief steward on it. And I came to St. John's, went to the CLB Armory, enlisted. I was accepted. I lied about my age. I wasn't as old as I was supposed to be. Went in training at Pleasanton. That's what it's called now, anyway. We were there until October the 4th. That's when we joined the Florida Zill, 500 of us.
Is that the first?
That's the first 500 that left Newfoundland to go over. That's all they wanted, as far as I knew. Well, there was 500 of us joined the Florida Zill. Marched down, led by the COB band. And my mother heard about it. She immediately wired my father and said, go and get that boy. He's not old enough to go overseas. But when father arrived in town, the ship had already sailed.
And you were gone.
And I was gone. I was gone. And then we got the convoy from Halifax of other ships, being escorted by ships of the Royal Navy. We landed in England. I'm not quite sure of the exact port we landed. I don't remember that. But I do know that our first camp at Salisbury Plain. And so help me, I believe it rained from the day we landed there until we left. We were under canvas. We were issued with blankets. I remember they were brown, rough army blankets. And as one sunk in the mud, you put another one on top of it. And I think I must have had a dozen blankets under me.
It wasn't easy times.
Oh, my good gosh, no. And there were what they call duck boards in the tent. But the water and the mud oozed up through the duckboards, you know. And you could just pile on the blankets, that was all. We were there a good deal of it, at the winter. I don't know if we were there for, I don't think we were there for Christmas. I believe we were moved to Fort George in Scotland. That's a place up in the north of Scotland. And, we stayed there for a certain length of time. Then we were moved to Edinburgh Castle, and from there we went to Stubbs Camp. We finished up in Aldershot, and that was our last training camp. There we were inspected by Kitchener, and the next thing we knew, we were on a ship called the McGankey, I think her name was, bound for the Admiralty.